So what we're trying to say is that the effect of the gases is widespread, it's permanent, and it's getting worse.
When I opened my eyes, I just saw bodies all over. Those were the dead bodies of small children, women and men of all ages in horrible condition. It was so terrifying. People were defecating and urinating in their clothes. They were begging to die. They didn't want to live.
I told them that the way things are going, it wouldn't really surprise me if we have a huge tragedy on our hands. I did not use the word tragedy, I said disaster.
And how did they react? How did they respond?
Nothing, they wished me good luck and threw me out.
I might add that we believe that the numbers of victims have been vastly exaggerated.
The 10-meter-high curtain of gas struck without warning.
He said, "You'll have to leave this place within 2 minutes, or else nobody will survive."
We see no reason at this juncture for any criticism of what has been submitted to the Supreme Court, because we feel so strongly that the amounts that are held by the Supreme Court are so far in excess of what is needed to truly care for the victims in a manner in which they should be cared for. I mean, it is a conviction that we hold.
From justice.
And we hold
it from justice.
A great deal of certainty.
A safety audit of the plant carried out by American inspectors back in 1982 had noted a total of 61 hazards.
So we simply cannot accept the proposition that we have failed to do anything.
Fugitives from justice.
We picked up our brooms as a symbolic gesture of our anger and went to Dow Chemical to demand a clean city with clean water and that they solve the problems caused by the plant. It was a very happy life before the incident. I didn't even know that there was a Union Carbide factory.
Fugitives from justice.
Or that someone that makes this kind of gas existed.